Hello, this is a radio program. I'm Harjeet from India, and I'm going to interview my classmate. I want to ask them about their own culture and about country. And my first question is, can you tell us about your culture and country?
I don't know what to say. When somebody asks me such questions, I think that I don't know anything about my country. So.
What is your culture? Like your traditions? Where you come from?
I'm from Russia.
Yeah. You can tell us about anything Russians special? Okay, you tell me what you find different between Russian culture and Australian culture?
I know that in Australia, people drive on left side of the road, in Russia on the right side, and the door opens inside, not outside. And what else? I don't know.
I come from China. I think when things in China, they will stay with their parents together. Their parents very often still stay together, but now they all separate. They have their own house. This one different culture, I think. In Australia, the parents live in one house, they live another house, but in China, they live together always. Do you understand?
No. His meaning is, I think his meaning is young people in China always live with their parents, but in Australia, after the young people over 18 years old, they always live separate from their parents.
Do you like this culture, Australian culture?
Something different, I think. Some I like, some I don't like. Like in China, if, for example, if we are good friend, go out for dinner, we always don't need to share the bill. Just who want to pay the bill, who will be pay the bill. But in here, I think most people, they all share the bill. Sometimes I think it is good, but sometimes I think no good. Because like we are not good friends, everything we have to share.
Interesting.
Opinion. Yeah. Hello, so I come from Thailand. Something in Thai culture and Australian culture is different. If some person visits the neighbor or the other homes, takes off our shoe and walk in without shoe. But the Australian culture can't wear the shoes in the rooms. One day I delivered Thai food in the old man, Australian man. I took off my shoe in the front door and give my food without the shoes. And delivery, he asked me that, "Are you broke?
Broke?
Yes. Are you broke?
Broke?
Broke is mean no money.
No money.
Yes, a poor man.
Poor. Yes. That's really funny. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And then the same night, I deliver in the old lady, and the same things. I choose my shoes up again, but she told me that, oh, it's good manner. I think it's a
different thought.
Different. Thank you.
Do you miss your culture here?
Yes, I miss my culture.
Are you in contact with your culture here or just out of touch?
What's the meaning?
Are you in contact with your culture here?
I do both. Sometimes I go to the Chinese restaurant, I buy the Chinese food made by myself, but sometimes when I with friend who is Australia, I will do the same culture for each other. Yeah, sometimes if I stay with the Australian friends, I will do the same things as the Australian.
I think I'm trying to stay in contact with my culture. I read the newspaper from the internet every day. I watch the TV news from my country, but I think now that I'm living in Australia, I have to get out about Australia culture. I have to do things that the Australians do because I'm living here.
Can you tell me in special thing in your culture which is you miss here?
Can you repeat?
Yeah. Can you tell me in special thing in your culture which you miss here in Australia?
Yeah, of course, a lot of things. I miss the friendly people, the parties, my friends, going out to the countryside. In Colombia, we have many good mountains, big mountains. I miss a lot of things of Colombia. Nature, culture, family, friends.
But do you think you are getting mixed in Australian culture or not? Do you think you are adapting the Australian culture?
Yeah, I think I'm adapting because here I couldn't find a good of Colombian young people.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
I don't think that culture in Australia and Russia is the same, but most of the things I do here, I do in Russia. And I think the difference is in a, how to say it, different in attitude, or I think there are a lot of difference, but I can see it because I don't communicate with Australian people. I communicate with my class and my Russian friends. So I haven't noticed big difference between Russian. On the surface, they seem similar.
Sika, can you tell us about different culture than Australia?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Haji. There's a lot of different things from Japan. And one thing I can remember, Japanese always queue for anything in front of the train before. For example, to get to train, bus, taxi, and shop. In Australia, some people made a queue, but not many people, and a lot of people cut in, break the queue, or push you. It's like a survival to get something best.
I agree, in China, when you in the queue, they always push you. Sometimes they touch you, they don't want another person go past.
Mm-hmm. I think there's another different culture between the Japanese, Japan, Australia, and you know, Japanese people, when they make things, they want to make the things perfectly and very, very. I don't explain how that means. Very detailed. Yes, but here, Australia people, they don't care. They just, for example, the milk bottles in supermarket. The Australian milk bottle is 2 liters or 3 liters. But do you know? I don't know if someone noticed that if you pour the milk drop outside bottle easily. But in Japan, not. This means I think Japanese business always think about this very, very detailed things. I think that's a very different culture. So for example, Japanese car, sometimes they design some place for your umbrella. Because your umbrella, maybe if it's rain, the umbrella, it will wet the car. In Japanese car, there are special place for to put umbrella, and even the place you can put some slippers. Yes, you wear the slippers. Even a place for put your slippers. Yes, but I never see the car in Australia. Yes, they don't think about that. That's very, very useful, maybe. But
sometimes,
yes.
Thank you, Duki. I found Indian culture is totally different to Australia. It's different. I respect Australian culture, but it's totally different. Different like in marriages, in birth, when the baby born, birth celebrations, marriage celebration is totally different. When I came here, I found in Australia, or I think any foreign countries, when the children after 18 years, they leave their parents and live separate. But in my country, the children don't live separate. Even they married, or even if they get married, even after married, they look after their parents, live together, and parents think it's their responsibility until they get married.
Mm-hmm.
To look after their children. After they get married, they look after their on family, his wife, their children and their wife, they don't send them in nursing homes or hostels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found I'm really unhappy to see there. Yeah, I will teach them to
the Indian way.
Yeah. Some of my relatives here, even in Canada, England and America, they followed in Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
It depend on parents.
Yeah.
But they teach their children.
Yeah.
If they don't care, their children go anywhere. It's
the children who was born in Australia, when they grow up, they don't like speak their own language. They at home, they just want speak in anything, follow here the culture. They don't like. I think they don't like follow their own culture.
Mm-hmm.
Anything big change.
Mm-hmm.
In Colombia, children or young people,
mm-hmm.
never think at 16 years old to leave home and go to live with their friends. In Colombia, people prefer to stay at home with their parents. And I know that here, Colombian young people, 15, 16 years, they prefer to live home, go to live with their friends.
Do the parents let them go?
I don't know, because the example that I have, she's thinking about leave the home, but her parents prefer that she stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think if young people who were born here, they will speak English and not speak their mother language, they will change they must change. Because language is very important for people's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if they speak English, their thinking is English types, yes.
Mm. Do you mean if the children speak their background language, if the children speak mother tongue, do you mean it's attached to the background of parents?
You mean that if the children they can speak their mother tongue language, they can keep their culture, that means meaning?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes, I think they can. Well, that's why in many countries there are many different language school. For example, in Australia, maybe they have a Japanese language school for the Japanese people who were born here, but maybe they will forget their language. They have to go to that school to keep the language and to keep the cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you think it's a parents' responsibility if the parents want to the children getting attached to their culture or country? Do you think it's parents' responsibility
to teach
their language or tell them of their cultures, about their cultures?
I think if the children were born here, we don't need to teach Australian culture. They will learn the natural, because if they went to school, high school or university or anything else, they can learn. The problem is we have to teach his own language, that's his motherland's motherland's cultures. That's this cultures they couldn't learn this cultures in school in Australia.
Yeah.
So yes, the parents should teach them.
Thank you, Duki.
Thank you.